From NPR News, it's day to day. Kentucky is still digging its way out of a massive winter storm that has crippled the state. Currently, more than 500,000 people are without power. It's the worst outage Kentucky has ever seen, and people will have to wait for weeks to get the electricity back. As families seek shelter, Governor Steve Beshear has called in his entire Army National Guard to move debris and rescue people trapped in their homes. Erin Embry is the city clerk treasurer for Litchfield, Kentucky, and she's on the line now. Now, Litchfield is in a really rural part of Kentucky, and just describe what the obstacles have been in the recovery effort.
It's been extremely difficult to get to a lot of our residents. We have a lot of treacherous roads that aren't good in bad weather anyways. But the downed power lines and the trees have just been devastating. The National Guard this weekend has really helped to clear those, and we've managed to get them all passable, but it's been a fight.
And so people, are they trapped in their homes with no power?
Well, since the roads are now passable, you know, we've worked hard to clear driveways and the roads, so everyone should be able to get out of their house at this point, but for several days there, yes, many were trapped in their homes.
And when do you expect everybody to have power?
We're probably 3 to 4 weeks from it. We're only at about 30% up and running, and we're taking a lot of baby steps and getting a lot of steps backwards too, just from the melting, and that's put a lot more power lines off.
So 3 to 4 weeks, it is still freezing there, or
right.
Very, very cold where you are. So no heat, no light for 3 to 4 weeks for tens of thousands of people. How are they coping?
You know, here in our county, we've had a tremendous outpour of propane heaters. We've got stuff coming in every day, supplies for people that need it. I'd say right now, most people are relocating to a neighbor's house, a friend's house, a parent's, siblings. Generators have been set up left and right, which causes a lot of problems as far as generator safety and that. We've lost 2 homes to fire already. And the more use of generators, you know, people really need to understand that they need to use them safely.
So this seems to have really hit you and have hit you hard in a way that, do you wonder, maybe we could have been better prepared, or maybe we should have gotten more help from the federal government, or what kind of lessons are you learning for the future?
Absolutely. People definitely need to be more prepared next time. They need to have more water in their basement. They need to have more canned goods set aside. The biggest thing that we've noticed from a government level is our water plants probably need to have generators on hand. We had a lot of problems with our generator. Our water supply was threatened many, many times because we couldn't keep our generators working. Help coming in, if we could have had it faster, it would have been great. But, we know we weren't the only county affected, so it's just part of it.
Right. So what is the feeling there in Litchfield? Are people, how would you characterize their feeling about it? Are they angry?
The last couple of days, I've seen a huge increase in morale in that, with the National Guard coming in, with more utilities trucks coming in from out of state helping. People just seem to be, coping much better. They now know that they've got a neighbor that they can go take a shower at, and so they feel a lot better. We've been passing out food and water. Those families are, clearly devastated, but I'm starting to see some uplift in the spirits.
Erin Embry is the city clerk treasurer of Litchfield, Kentucky. We've been talking about a massive ice storm that has hit Kentucky, more than 500,000 people in that state without power. And Ms. Embry, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Day-to-day returns in a moment.